Blog Talk Radio. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore, and I am here in place of, or instead of, John Christie, who is away today. She is attending her very sick aunt. She has an aunt who is gravely ill, and this being The Healing Fountain, I would like to just take a moment and ask everyone to send healing John Christie's way and to her aunt. So, and we have a very lovely show lined up for you. We have both the very special guest and co-host, Givanda, from over in the Netherlands. And Givanda, are you there?
Hello, hello. Can you
hello,
hear me?
Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm talking from far away from the Netherlands. I'm
yes,
fine.
You are.
Yeah.
You
so,
gotta love this technology.
I'm here also helping co-hosting because of Jean is you know, so concerned about her aunt and being with her aunt. So I was already a guest, but now I have a double function here.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And you, like a true trooper, stepped up to the plate and are doing it magnificently. So welcome back to the show. It's always wonderful to have you on. And
you have to await that, whether it will be good or not, you know.
Oh, it's, I have no question.
I will be doing
no
great.
Doubt.
All right.
No doubt about it. So, yeah, we're talking about being aware and centered and grounded, right?
Yeah.
And did you want to do that, or do you want to see? We're going to play a song, right?
Well,
what do you want to do first?
Yeah, we are going to play a song, and then
okay.
People can get their candles ready
okay.
while we play that song. So, yeah, let's go ahead with that.
Okay, get
so
your candles ready.
You
let
can
me
get...
let me cue up that song. And everyone,
candles, incense, whatever you want to add to the
right.
ceremony, to the party.
Candles, incense, rub two Indians together, whatever trips you trigger. And I'll go ahead and cue the music. And hopefully it'll be turned down enough to where we can speak over it.
Thank you.
I guess that was enough time to light the candle.
Hopefully, yeah.
It was, by the way, a song from the Peking Brothers, called Love Song. And it is from a CD that Miss Magical bought me when I was in London a couple of years ago with her.
Oh, and really?
So I thought, okay, it's nice music, so I pick one of this CD. So.
Oh, beautiful! And it's got a special place when you took a trip to London. Was it when you went to Avery one of those times, or?
Yeah. That was, I think it was 2009. Yeah. And
okay.
I stayed with Miss Magical, and we also did some sightseeing in London at that time. And there was an artist on the street playing this Chinese music, and he was from that group, the Peking Brothers, and he sold his CD. So that is where the music comes from.
Well, it's beautiful music. It was wonderful. And a definite Chinese influence or Chinese flavor to it. Yeah, quite yummy. Makes me hungry for a bowl of noodles and a cup of tea.
All right.
So
we are going to talk a bit about the subject, but maybe first you tell the people to preload the YouTube that we want to play somewhere afterwards.
Right. I already put the link in the chat room, and to get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send a heart in the chat room to let us know that you're ready. And we're going to be talking today about being centered and grounded and so forth, right?
And aware, yeah, because I thought this was a good subject to talk about because,
always.
You know, there's so much happening in the world, and people are becoming more and more aware what is going on, but also, you know, people awake to who they really are, and in that process, I have seen many people, you know, kind of losing it. And so I think it's very important to stay grounded, to be able to, you know, go ahead. And, but also, on the other hand, you know, I noticed that lots of people in the New Age movement that there are people who use it as a flight from the present situation that we are in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And when we flee from something, it's never, you know, beneficial to us. So how can you, be in the process of awakening and ascension and still be in the now? Because fleeing is always an attempt to flee from the now, to not live in the now.
Based in fear. It's always about fear, being afraid of something. If you want to flee away from it, it's being in the fear rather than the love, rather than choosing love. In the
now,
right.
So when we are in fear, there are, you know, three ways of coping with it, or not coping with it, and that is by either fleeing, fighting or freezing. And there must be a way to be the observer of what is happening without being in the fear.
And, just simply noticing it and allowing it to be just a flow of energy rather than placing emotional charge around it or running away from it with fear. Yeah.
Because fear is emotion, and it's great if you can, go a level higher and observe what is happening and stay grounded and face the fear. And the moment that you face the fear, you notice that the things that you are so afraid of, that they start diminishing.
Mm-hmm.
And but what helps to be able to cope with everything that is happening with us and to cope with what is happening in the world is to be grounded in the first place. And to connect with your heart energy, to stay in your heart, and to have an open eye for what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than getting caught up in the drama or something that takes our emotions or makes us want to, feel the fear or whatever, but simply pull back a little bit, get a larger view of the image and become the observer. And like Nancy is saying, detachment, detach from the situation. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right.
Right.
So I also think it is important, also, while in the awakening process and in the ascension process, to not only focus on that only, but also to stay aware of what is happening in the world. And for some people, it is difficult because because of the fear that it brings. And
mm-hmm.
But I think it's still good
good to notice them. Good to notice the things going on, the events going on in the world, the news events and so forth. We don't need to pull away and simply hide from things. It's okay to notice it. The idea is to learn how to become still, right? Learn how to, just observe these things and take it in and look and without all the emotional charge behind it, and then place your focus on what we wish to experience, things that we want to experience, such as love and a peaceful world.
Yeah, on what we wish to create.
Right.
Well, I have some practical things, when you are doing your own research about what is happening in the world and what is really going on. I do a lot of research myself on the internet, and it's always good to be critical when you are researching things. Be always aware that the information that you get is from just one source.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, you know, it's always good to
question
it and to search
right.
further. And for that, I have some tips, just simple ones. If you, for example, use Google for research, there's a page on the internet where you can find some information about how you can use that. And if you Google using Google for research, then you will find that page. But I will anyway copy and paste the link in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
This is just something practical, you know. Another link, if you Google it, you will find it. It is called Evaluating Web Information. It's a good thing to read.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find, of course, many more information about how you can do your research, evaluate what you see, and also be critical. I just want to keep people letting them have an eye on one page that I found on the internet. Let me see.
Uh-huh.
Right. It is called, I will put a link in the chat. It is called Dihydroxygen Monoxide Research Division, that page.
Okay.
And then you get a lot of information about a very dangerous chemical element, my English, I don't know how to pronounce that in English, dihydrogen monoxide, dehydrogen monoxide, but they made it short, DHMO, that is more...
DHMO.
Yeah, that is more easy. And
okay.
You can find a lot of information about it. First of all, I will put a link in the chat.
Well, everyone says the same thing. I mean, all spiritual teachings and all spiritual avatars, leaders, whatever you want to call them, down through time, all said the same thing. And the Buddha included, and they all said question it. If it doesn't resonate with you, question it.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And
in the Bible, it is also written, investigate
right.
everything and
just,
keep
question it.
What is good. But question it, yeah.
I want to extend that into this show as well to everyone, is, you know, question it. Even everything we're saying,
exactly.
And there's an idea, you know, check it and see if it's true. If it is true, then
right.
then you have become the scientist to your own life, which is the whole reason why we're here, and to be our own guru rather than trying to place our power into the hands of somebody else. So
exactly.
That's
people,
where I wanted to go with that.
Yeah, a lot of people, they think something is true because they read it on the internet. But, you know...
Uh-huh. Wolverines make
anyone
a nice house
have,
pet.
I didn't get that.
I was just thinking, somebody told me once on the internet that wolverines made lovely house pets. Never mind. Wolverine is an animal in the United States that's very wild and very mean. And they cannot be domesticated. They don't make nice house pets.
Okay.
I was being sarcastic.
So can I carry on about this site, about DHMO,
please,
for a while?
Yeah.
Well, they tell you it's very dangerous. It is colorless and odorless chemical compound, also referred to by some as dihydrogen oxide, hydroxide, etc. It's very dangerous because, let me see, you know, you can die because of it for when you inhale it. Excessive ingestion produces a number of unpleasant, though not typically life-threatening, side effects. It's a major component of acid rain. It contributes to soil erosion, leads to corrosion and oxidation of many metals, contamination of electrical systems often causes short circuits. Found in biopsies of precancerous tumors and lesions, and it goes on and on. So, what would you say? Is it a dangerous chemical or not?
Well, based on this, it would be, you know, fairly dangerous. Dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah. You know,
environmental impact. What is it?
Another word for it?
No.
Dihydrogen monoxide is water.
Dihydrogen monoxide. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's water.
H2O. Yeah. 2 hydrogen, 1 oxygen. Dihydrogen monoxide is water. Yes, it is.
So this site is actually created to, encourage critical thinking and doing your investigation, your own investigation, you know. And so that only, stresses the fact that you have to do your research, that you have to question everything. So it looks very official and it looks very dangerous, but it, you know, it's water.
Right. Dihydrogen monoxide is a colorless and odorless chemical compound, also referred to by some as dihydrogen oxide, hydrogen hydroxide, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's water. Yeah. Question it.
Question everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at first you would become fearful of this chemical because it's everywhere, you know. And then when you realize it's water, then you realize that the fear was for nothing, no?
Right.
So, but you know, you also have to question everything, what the government tells you, all the official, sources.
And all the stuff that comes by on Facebook and whatever.
Right.
All the different things. Oh, goodness, yeah, yeah.
So this is, what I just wanted to let everyone know. I wanted to talk about this. And I think, you know, that we have to share our information with other people. And talk about it with other people, just also to form your opinion, you know, and have an open mind. And if people, you know, are believing that they are in truth, that they have the truth, you should even question them more.
<'Cause>, right.
Yeah. No.
Right.
And be your own guru, be your own researcher, and share what is going on in this world.
And the people who are sharing in an open way or through an open heart don't mind being questioned. In fact, they recommend it. They say, they'll tell you. Question this, you know, question what I'm saying if it doesn't resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a problem with it. Yeah, it's the authoritarian people who are trying to ram something down your throat and get you to believe it, that don't want you to question it. So,
right.
Yeah. So question us.
But also, you know, sharing what you know about what is going on in the world is important, but you have to be careful with that. Sometimes you have to do it in bits and pieces and, you know, feel what the other person can, you know, digest and don't become another person that wants to convert, but just, yeah, give information in bits and pieces and in your own way. And some people do it by making videos and others by making radio shows. And I've got a friend in the Netherlands who is doing it by creating songs. And that's also why I picked one of his songs. So I would like to play that song if you agree.
Let's do it. I agree.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to play the song. This is Mike Spring, right? Ghost
yeah,
Run.
Mike Spring is this artist name, and he made this song that's called Go Strong.
Here we go. Going strong.
I read the paper, the news won't come down, cause it's feared from the top. It's of the ignorance with victory, I stay determined to my mind. The television is distracting me from the real truth, it's killing me. When will they reveal what I'm missing here? This is not what I wanna see. The politicians, the CEOs, the Pope, the IMF, and their co-workers, the European and worldwide leaders. War and hunger do not need to be, it's a profitable ill disease. Sell them terror just to make and earn, power and money makers rule the world. Psychiatrists, the pedophiles, the judiciary, their laws, our poisoned food, a Fukushima, our commonwealth are on the waiting list. We need to wake up from this high alert, cause we're fooled by our government. It is time that we will come to see what is happening behind the scenes. Go on, go on, go strong. Go on, go on, go strong.
Go Strong. Good. Mike Spring, good one.
I posted the link in the chat room to this song of Mike Spring. Well, when you Google Mike Spring and Go Strong, you will find his site on the internet. So check it out if you'd like to know more.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now you're going to talk to us about breathing, right?
Right.
You're going to do a breathing exercise with us to help us stay centered and grounded.
Well, you know, at first I want to let people feel and be aware of how breathing can influence your state of being. So it is, you know, it is so that if you are relaxed, you have a relaxed breathing and you breathe in the right way. But the other, thing is also true that if you, breathe relaxed in the form of an exercise, you become more relaxed. The same way is also true for the wrong way of breathing, stressed breathing. If you are stressed, then you will notice that that your breathing is not right. The relaxed breathing is stomach breathing, and lots of people, especially women, will breathe high. It's like a chest breathing when they are stressed. So if you breathe in a stressed way, you will also feel more stressed. And I just wanted to do that exercise with you all to breathe the wrong way. If you like to do that with me, because you have to make your own choice in this. If you feel uncomfortable doing that, then don't do it.
Shall I cue the audio while you talk about it?
Not yet.
Okay.
later. But when you, let me see. At any time during the exercise, when you feel lightheaded or if you feel uncomfortable anyway, just stop and breathe normally. You can also, sit down on the floor for a while if you feel like fainting or so. But, don't push yourself too far in this. It's just to show that stressed breathing has an influence on how you feel. So, we can do it now. So I chose some music that has a little bit of beat in it. you can start the audio, Gary, if you like. So, stress breathing is the high breathing. So, I would like you to inhale and lift your shoulders while inhaling. Inhale through the mouth and out through the mouth. And when you breathe in, lift your shoulders. When you breathe out, your shoulders can still stay high. You can also make fists of your hands and feel how that feels. You can pace it up a bit. Thank you. Well, as fast as the tune, it was as fast as you like, you know. This was actually an exercise in wrong breathing. So
yeah, that was actually very stressful. Yeah. It was creating more stress, and I was kind of panting like a puppy, if you will. breathing real fast like that, like a dog, you know, and it was kind of adding to the stress, and that was the demonstration, that was the point, wasn't it?
Right. Well, I hope everyone is still here and did not faint, because you know, when you're not used to these exercises, then you can feel uncomfortable, and I have done a lot of breathing exercises and also taught breathing. I'm not, you know, someone who faints easily, but feel got faster. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is just for you to feel how stress breathing feels like. And if you are in a stress situation, you can check your breathing. So where is my breathing? Is it high? Am I tensed in my body? And then you can, influence your breathing to bring it down to your stomach, your belly.
Yeah.
And breathe. Expand
the stomach, expand the belly. Yes.
Relax, manner. But we will get back to that later.
Okay.
But first, we are going to watch a video.
Going to watch the video. That's right. And I put the link back in the chat room for everyone, if you haven't done so already, to go ahead and pull up the player. And when you've done that, I guess I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and count everyone down and cue the thing. I don't do it as well as you or Marika or Sin Christie, but I guess I'll do it today. And here we go with the YouTube video, The Paranormal Protection, You Are Light. So, those of you ready, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
We are ready for the candle ceremony now. So if Gary, if you can cue the track for that. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle. A circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now, to bring your love and protection in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane. Right now, we would like to ask Marika to say the mantra.
Dearest Weishawas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
We will do a short meditation. Sit comfortably in your chair and 2 feet on the ground, and feel the ground underneath your feet. Then put your hands on your stomach and breathe in to your hands, so you feel your stomach expanding and it pushes your hands a bit away. When breathing out, your stomach you know, goes back to normal and your hands will follow it. We will breathe in four counts, hold our breath four counts, and breathe out four counts. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. So breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, pause, 2, 3, 4, breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, pause, 2, 3, 4, breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, pause, 2, 3, 4, breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, and breathe normally again. You can keep your hands on your stomach, or you can keep on your knees, for example, whatever you like. Maintain your peaceful breathing and imagine you are like a tree. Your roots are deep in the ground, roots from your feet, roots from your tailbone, they grow deep in the ground. Breathe through your roots. Make contact with the earth. Feel how grounded you are. Breathe in earth's light and breathe out into the earth. Let all the energies that you want to get rid of, breathe in the earth and let the earth transform it. Breathe in and let the light of the earth fill your whole body. And it goes beyond your body. Experience that you are light. You are light, and light is all around you. Nothing can harm you, because nothing can harm light. Breathe in and now expand into the air. Imagine you have branches and leaves. Breathe in the sunlight that comes through your leaves, through your branches, inside of your body of light. Take your place in your heart. Feel the love that you are. Feel the light that you are. Now you can breathe normally again. Thank you.
Als je iemand zoekt die naar je luistert, die je aandacht geeft en naast je staat. Iemand die er altijd voor je is, die jou trouw is en je nooit verraadt. Als je iemand zoekt die naar je kijkt en je nimmer uit het oog verliest, die jou elke dag opnieuw bewondert, uit duizend keuzes voor jou kiest. Dan hoef je niet zo ver te zoeken. Het antwoord vind je heel dichtbij. Het houdt je vast en laat je vrij. Het houdt je vast en laat je vrij. Als je iemand zoekt die voor je opkomt, voor je zou vechten als dat nodig is, weet dan dat je nooit alleen bent en die angst zo overbodig is. Als je iemand zoekt om mee te proosten, het mooiste glas, maar er is niemand in de buurt. Drink dan op het leven, op de liefde, een liefde. Het antwoord vind je heel dichtbij. Het houdt je vast en laat je vrij. Het houdt je vast en laat je vrij. Staat er altijd aan je zij. Niemand past er meer bij jou dan jij.
And that was Sjors van der Panne. And he sang a song titled Als je iemand zoekt. Of course, it was not English, it was Dutch. And I have been looking for the song text in Dutch to translate it into English, but they took it off the site, so I couldn't do that. But it's a very beautiful song about someone is singing. If you are looking for someone that loves you, that really loves you, that supports you always, that is there for you always, well, everything you want to have, you know, someone like that, then you don't have to look far. You don't have to search anymore, because the one that suits you best is you, yourself.
It's a lovely song, yeah.
Yeah.
Sjors van der...
Sjors van der Panne.
Van der Panne, okay. Als je iemand zoekt.
Als je iemand
What does that mean? Zoekt.
If you are looking for someone. Zoeken is searching, looking for.
Ah.
Searching for.
Well, it was a lovely song.
Yeah. I liked it, so I uploaded. Hope you liked
yeah.
it all, too. Yeah.
I did.
So,
I hope the rest of everyone else did, too. I would venture a guess that they did. So.
We had a caller all the time, but now finally we come to, you know, the time of the show that we can have callers. And the caller dropped off. But
they may have just been listening a lot of times. We'll get that. They didn't have the question mark next
okay.
to the phone number. So, and that usually lets us know that they want to speak or have a question or something, but they didn't have that. So they were probably just listening.
Yeah, I see you have that question mark.
Mm-hmm. Question everything.
Yeah, question everything. That's the theme.
Yeah.
One of the themes. Question everything while being grounded. Yeah.
And if you do have a question or would like to share something with us, we do say, invite you to feel free to call us at 646-929-0461 and talk to Jovanda or myself. Yeah, we would like to extend that invitation to you at this moment, right now. So there. Those of you who do wish to call in. And shall we do the chakras, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
I don't like to close chakras, because, you know, I think when all your chakras are closed, you are not very able to function and live. But you can adjust it just to the extension that you feel comfortable with. No?
Mm-hmm.
You can also play with that. You can open your chakras wide and also close them to feel the difference, and then find somewhere in between that you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't believe in closing them all together myself, because those are the openings to the spirit realm into the physical. They're the portals that help us to disseminate this information. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea to keep them open somewhat. Me, I like to keep them wide open, but that's just me. So, anyway, we'll go ahead and get that started, and you can do the honors on that.
All right, you start the track. So to adjust the chakras to a degree you feel comfortable with, pretend you have doors. You can adjust the door opening to what feels good for you. Go first to your crown chakra and adjust that door. Then to your third eye and adjust that door. Then to your throat chakra, adjust that door. Then to your heart chakra and adjust that door. To the solar plexus, adjust that door. And down to the navel chakra, adjust that door. Also the base chakra, adjust that door. Then to the feet chakras, and we leave them open because we want to stay grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Now we will ask Archangel Michael to put us into a purple pyramid of light. He is taking you by the hand to place you in the pyramid, keeping you safe and secure in the purple pyramid of light. whilst you are light yourself. Thank you. Thank you, Angelic Realm, for joining us.
Lovely. And thank you, Givanda, for joining us and doing that. That was a lovely conclusion or way to wrap things up. And we're going to close out, I guess, for time yet. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. For those of you who wish to call in, feel free to give us a call at 646-929-0461. And next week's guest is Tom Comiskey, so we're looking forward to that, and we'll be looking forward to also having John Christie back with us, and you as well, as Givanda. So thank you ever so much. It was
well, thank you for co-hosting with me and for having me as guest.
always. And a very interesting piece on that website about the dihydrogen monoxide. I did not know anything about that, the HMO. You got to watch out for that stuff, you know. You can it can actually keep you alive and stuff.
It can always go two ways. They can make you afraid of something you don't need to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other way, they can, you know, tell everything is okay to and you find out that it's not, you know. So do your own research, stay grounded.
Yep, do your own research.
Do some breathing if you feel stressed because of it, and you will be okay.
Right. We'll go into the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not in the moment, that's when I tend to have the tendency of being stressed, is when I'm not in the moment. You know, I'm worried about something in the future or concerned about something that occurred in the past. Those are usually the two things that keep me wrapped around the axle, if you will, when it comes to being in distress. So I like staying in the moment. There's a lot of power to that.
Yeah, you know, it would be great if we could all live every moment in the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, do you have an idea of what kind of music you would like to play?
Well, I have a song to go out with, but we still have some time. So we can also have some other music. Do you have you can suggest a song to play.
Well, I'm looking at the drumming. A little bit of tribal music. What do you think? That'll kind of pick us up a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's get tribal. This was me, actually. I did actually helped record this several years ago now. This is probably 10, 12 years ago, and I was on the floor tom in this one. And this was recorded in Colorado long ago.
kono nyaminta data ulo kono sindi mi to taraje abadi mo zondila mama tazalila rabe mamadu ah rabe mamadu data ulo kono le ulo kono nyaminta data ulo kono sindi mi to taraje abadi mo zondila mama tazalila rabe mamadu ah rabe mamadu data ulo kono le ulo kono data ulo kono le ulo kono nyaminta kono data ulo kono sindi mi to taraje abadi mo zondila mama tazalila rabe mamadu ah rabe mamadu.
Beautiful. Yeah, a nice little tribal ending to the show. And we've just got a little bit of time. We're just going to come back on and say good night. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Jivanda.
Welcome.
And thank you all for being here. And, yeah, check with us next week. We'll have Tom Kaminsky. And hopefully we'll have Sean Christie back as well. So thank you, everyone. Much love and many blessings to all of you. I love you all.
Love you too.
Thank you,
Jivanda. Thank you, Jerry.
Bye.